The most exciting way to start an adventure, said the albino pirate, would be to open in the sinister lair of the International Crime League, eavesdropping as they plotted their most audacious crime yet, the theft of the Queen's brain. That's ridiculous, said the pirate with gout. The most exciting way to start an adventure would be to wake up inside a room, next to a dead body, two pieces of coal, and an unexplained carrot, but there's apparently no way in or out of the room. How about finding yourself in a regular-looking cafe? But then, when you open the door, it turns out you're in space. What if, overnight, plants started walking backwards? Soon all the pirate crew joined in the argument about what the most exciting way to start an adventure might be. Usually this would escalate from polite to heated to vociferous before you could say guts everywhere, arterial spray, or horrific splatter pattern. But today, because the pirates were sitting in the vestibule of a fusty Swiss bank, and one of the bank clerks was giving them a stern look, they decided it was probably best to keep the noise down. The albino pirate stopped waggling his cutlass at the pirate with bedroom eyes and stared at a pot plant instead. The pirate with gout picked up a magazine and went back to reading an article about dividends. The pirate with a scarf gazed out of the window to where the pirate boat lay parked on the rain-drenched, achingly dull shore of Lake Geneva, thought a bit about the nature of irony, and yawned. Inside the bank manager's office, the pirate captain tipped back in his chair, swung his boots onto the big mahogany desk, and did his most winning smile, which involved showing off all of his teeth, even the molars. Note: although "thou shalt not lean back on thy chair on two legs" did not make the Ten Commandments, the first recorded injury caused by this reckless chair practice is in the Bible. Samuel, chapter 4, verse 18. Eli the priest fell backwards off his seat and broke his neck when he got some bad news about the Ark of the Covenant. His years at sea had left him tanned and weathered, but weathered in a good way, like an antique globe or a vintage fireplace, not in a bad way, like Val Kilmer or a mouldy coffee cup. And if you were to compare him to a type of gastropod, which was the latest thing his crew tended to compare him to, he'd probably be a luxuriantly bearded conch, or maybe a whelk with a pleasant open face. The captain wasn't keen on being compared to types of gastropod, so he'd been trying to persuade them to compare him to other things instead. Type of thing the captain would prefer to be compared to other than gastropods: Greek god. If he was one of those things, he would be either a Zeus or a Poseidon. Reasons he felt this was an appropriate thing to compare him to: air of authority, inspires great works of art, looks good naked. Type of thing the captain would prefer to be compared to other than gastropods: ocean. If he was one of those things, he would be either a Pacific or an Atlantic. Reasons he felt this was an appropriate thing to compare him to: general brininess, changeable moods, sometimes contains fish. Type of thing the captain would prefer to be compared to other than gastropods: fine wine. If he was one of those things, he would be either a Chateau Lafitte or a Prosecco. Reasons he felt this was an appropriate thing to compare him to: surprisingly bubbly, goes well with grilled lamb. Type of thing the captain would prefer to be compared to other than gastropods: natural disaster. If he was one of those things, he would be either a mudslide or an infestation of killer bees. Reasons he felt this was an appropriate thing to compare him to: sweeps all in his path, arrives unexpectedly, easy to draw. He hadn't had much luck so far. The crew were adamant that he had a lot more in common with whelks. The captain pointed out that, unlike whelks, which use a large muscular foot to pin down their lobster prey, he had two large muscular feet, didn't care for shellfish as much as people made out, and lacked any kind of extendable proboscis tipped with a sharp radula at all. But once the pirates had something in their heads, it was hard to shake it.